So I'm debating about what to do next, what to offer. I think I will talk about another form of reflecting on our practice, another kind of tool that I found helpful in my own practice. It's a kind of looking at our experience through the day, through the week. I'd say you could explore this a couple times a week, maybe. And if you're on a more intensive retreat, you can do it much more frequently. But to kind of reflect on how is the practice unfolding? Reflect on your experience from a practice perspective, kind of like the end of that guided reflection that we did the other day. So this is, I call this self-reporting. It's kind of like describing your experience to yourself. And I did this in a written form. I did it in a journal. I pulled one of them out to just see, what kinds of things did I write, So I have several of these things full of notes. This one is from about 15 years ago. And they're just little like descriptions of what I was noticing in the practice. It's a kind of like just describing to yourself as you might describe it to a teacher. So useful in this kind of describing your practice to yourself to emphasize what you are experiencing, mostly the inner experience rather than the content. If you're noticing something that happened in the world, a conversation with somebody that led to some reactivity, and you want to describe what happened and what you noticed, you could start it to just to frame it. Had a difficult conversation with a friend. A lot of anger arose, and I felt it. It was very painful. It was at a time when I didn't have a lot of opportunity to be mindful because the conversation was pretty quick unfolding, but I chose to look at it later, and I discovered some vulnerability and fear connected to that anger. So more the process, the inner process, to describe for yourself what you were noticing. I thought I could read you a couple of just simple things that I found in my journal. In a sitting, noticed lots of confusion. When I was aware of observing the confusion, the mind was clear, and it went back and forth between being confused and being clear about knowing it was confused. So something like that, just a little description of what the experience was. Another one, definitely not continuously aware. Yet the wandering mind now often seems to have more Dharma thoughts. And when they're not Dharma thoughts, they don't seem to be things that hook me into reactive patterns. So that's a kind of reflection that I had. And I found actually in terms of a retreat, writing down little things like that was helpful because my mind tended to orient to the negative. It's like, wow, feels like it was nothing but greed, aversion, delusion all day long. And then I'd read back, it's like, oh, look at this. There was other things going on. The mind saw confusion and there was the clarity there. So it just was helpful. It's almost like you can become your own teacher in a way by doing this kind of self-reporting. So it's kind of a way to help you be curious about your experience in your life from a more Dharma perspective, as opposed to the usual perspective we have about what we're doing and how we're doing it. It's more coming into the experiential side of it and how we're relating to it. how we're relating to our experience. It can be helpful in beginning to explore this, you know, to do this with other people. And I thought maybe tomorrow at this time, we could take a short stretch of this time to do some breakout groups. Maybe just, you know, 10, 15 minutes, give each person in a small group 2 or 3 minutes to try to describe something of your experience. This won't be a coerced experience. You don't have to do this if you don't want to. I mean, I would encourage you to come anyway, even if you don't want to do it, because it's only going to be a small piece of the time. But I think you might find it helpful and interesting both to make the exploration of how to describe something, and you could just pick something that happened between right now and tomorrow at this time. You know, something, just something small, or something that something you noticed in your practice, and attempting to learn how to articulate what you are experiencing. Sometimes people, in talking about their practice, they will often say things like, oh, it's so hard to describe, I can't describe it. And I usually, when that happens, I can usually ask people enough questions, you know, that they can begin to articulate it, to begin to actually give me a sense of what was going on for them. But it can be useful to begin to try to explore that on your own. How do you articulate your practice? What you're seeing, what you're understanding. So some questions you could look at in this kind of thing. So how have you been practicing in daily life? What conditions support practice? What conditions make practice difficult? What did you notice when you were mindful? How might a Dharma perspective support you at times when the practice is more difficult? I have a little handout I'll put up on the Google page with these notes about self-reporting, so you can look at them. So I just wanted to drop that in today as almost a warning to, you know, for tomorrow. That's a piece of what we'll do tomorrow. And it'll give you a little chance to perhaps prepare. You don't have to prepare, but sometimes it can be useful. You know, you could do it with journaling. This is another way that journaling is useful. As I said, you know, I've got a whole stack of these guys from years and years of retreats, mostly from retreats, but sometimes from daily life as well.